This Dream Team interview is sponsored by Gordon Building Center in Salisbury and Brunswick. Kind of before we get to athletics, kind of explain the type of kids that your players are off the court, their qualities that they have that maybe some kids that you've seen kind of don't.
Let's see. We'll start off with Garland. Garland Theus, he's an outstanding student. Scored high on his ACT. I think he actually ended with a 26. Scores well in all of his classes. He's athletically, obviously, since he got my nomination, he's obviously inclined there. He's probably looking for a track scholarship somewhere, hopefully local, I think. But just outstanding in the classroom and on the court, both. Well, you want me to go ahead and move on to Michael?
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
Okay, so Michael, he's also a top-notch student, very bubbly student, knows no stranger at all. He's also very good on the basketball court, and he's looking for a band scholarship, actually. I believe it's CMU. He's already got it all set up, I believe, playing the tuba. So, I mean, he's a man of many talents.
Oh, I love that. Love a guy that plays the tuba.
Yeah.
All right, Coach. Garland and Michael, give me one word that describes them. When I say describe Garland and Michael, what's the one word that comes to mind?
Garland and Michael, one word.
Or a few.
I'm going to have to just say work ethic. Both kids can put their head down and, I mean, just work their tail off to do whatever you ask. So, I mean, it's really nice for a coach to have these players. They're one of a kind, really.
How have you seen both of these players grow throughout their career at Brunswick and kind of the leadership role that they've been put in as seniors? What's it been like to watch them grow throughout their career?
Well, Garland, this is actually my first year as head coach, but honor. Well, but I got the honor to do. I was an assistant coach for 2 years prior to this, so I have actually known these kids for a few years, though it is my first year. So Garland was actually pretty quiet as a sophomore, on and off the floor, and as he's gotten older and kind of grown through the ranks, he's really stood out. I would say last year he probably averaged somewhere around maybe 4 to 7 points. I can't tell you the exact number on the floor, and was a good defender and put in good minutes, but not nearly like he has this year. He stepped up and put in 13 points a game for us this year and played almost all of our minutes, and especially in close game situations. Michael, actually, as a freshman, he averaged a double-double. I don't know the exact numbers, but I do know that it was in the upper teens for points and, like, right around 12 rebounds, I think. And then he was, I guess you could say, blessed with bad knees. His sophomore year, before practice even started, actually, I believe it was, like, one of the first days of school, tore an ACL in one of his knees, and then so he was out that entire season, and then junior year rolls around, he's looking to get ready for basketball and tears his other ACL. So he actually missed out on sophomore and junior season. Came back senior season, obviously a little out of shape, but Michael's the kind of kid that he led even when he was off the floor. I can tell you, actually there was a baseball situation this last fall. He didn't get to play, or he chose not to play because he wanted to make sure that he could save his knees for basketball so that he got to play. And we actually had a situation where our team was kind of down, both on the field and kind of in their minds. And Michael took the team on his own, huddled them up, gave him a pep talk, and we actually kind of rallied back there for a while in the game. So Michael's always been a very outspoken kid, the other kids looked up to, even when he was the younger student. So he's really kind of just, his role has always stayed the same, but this year he's actually able to do it on the floor as well.
That's awesome, Coach. Now, what kind of last question before I let you go? Both are seniors, and basically given what you've told me already about Michael and Garland, what's their legacy going to be? Because they're walking out of high school in just a few months.
Majorly missed. Those kids, they're, like I said, they're very outspoken kids. Neither one of them know a stranger. They walk the halls all day long, and teachers are constantly talking with them. They're very educated students. We're losing two highly liked students in our school, and on the basketball court, they're going to be two kids. They're my leading two scorers, my leading two rebounders, and they're going to be tough to miss. They're going to have big shoes to fill.